نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is his sunnah. The words of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. In this life we get used to something called qualification and requirements. If you go to a job, if you go for interview, if you go for school, if you go to the army, if you want to go for a training program, usually they give you a list, requirements, qualification, whatever you want to name it. And sometimes the list can go from 1 to 10, from 1 to 20. It depends what you're trying to apply to. We get you used to this. We used to this and we well acquainted with this and we acknowledge this. But there is one thing that a lot of Muslims, they don't want to acknowledge it. The Jannah has qualification. that for Allah to be pleased with you, it has requirements. For to be accepted by Allah, there is conditions. It seemed became hard for many Muslims to realize this reality. But anything else, even if you want to be a cab driver, you have a driver license, but this driver license is for regular car. Now you want to drive a 10-wheeler, there is different qualification. You know to drive, but there is a different license. Motorcycles, there is a different license, and requirements and conditions, everything. But when it comes about Islam and Iman and Jannah and Allah, let it go, brother. Don't make it difficult. Even if Allah made qualification and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a condition, it seems some Muslims, they ready to ignore it, and they will make their own qualification and they go about it and they will assume that they will reach. This khutbah, I call it in the absence of Iman. And in the absence of Iman, that means the absence of requirements and qualification. You want to be good, you want to be a believer, you want to go to Jannah, you want Allah be pleased with you, but no qualification, no requirements. Or you know this, but you reduce it in your own. You make your own list. How I can go to Jannah? How I can be accepted by Allah? Subhanallah. But believe it or not, they will tell you that you have to be 18 years old to drive. If you are a couple of months before 18, you are not 18. If they say that you can smoke cigarette when you're 16, if you 1 month younger, you could not smoke. If they say you can get drunk, and it has to be, everything has qualification. So how we acknowledge qualification and requirements in a school, in an army, driver license, but when it comes about Allah and Jannah and Islam, let it go, brother. Don't make it difficult on the Muslim. Allah is Ghafur Rahim. Allah is the most forgiving, and anything is acceptable by Allah, and I do what I can, and this is it. This is what you think you can. But for other things, you will put more time, more effort, and sometimes you stay overnight studying because you know the exam is coming. Which one of us doesn't want to live good life? Which one of us doesn't want to have a nice car? Which one of us doesn't want to have a nice house? This is our nature. We're human beings. We want all the things. But we saw that a lot of people, especially about those who call them stars, famous people, which is they so rich, filthy rich, and their house almost like a museum, in a mansion, it's not a house. And maybe only who lives there, him and his girlfriend and the dog. They got it, but they are not happy. Why? What I want to tell you today is the absence of Iman is the absence of everything that you want to achieve, and the falling of everything which you try to avoid. This is reality. Let's start first with good life. Good life comes if you have Iman. But also everybody goes, see what the Imam is talking about, all of us are believers. Why do you see us today here in Jummah? If we are not believers, is this is the Iman that Allah wants from you? By the way, when you go home, I have a homework for you. There is a surah in the Quran called Surah Al-Mu'minun. I forgot what is the number now. I think number 23. Alhamdulillah, close enough. Surah number 23 called Surah Al-Mu'minun. And Surah Al-Mu'minun gives the qualities and requirement of Iman, and it gives you step by step who is the believers. And if you can understand who are the believers, now you can get victory, good life, security, peace, Jannah, name it, Khilafah, anything you want, as individual or as a family or as a nation. Allah is saying, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Success is for the believers. And number one, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. I want to only to waken up your mind, because you think because you make salah, now you are a believer. And now you ready to receive all things that Allah is talking about. But Allah didn't say the believers, those who pray. He said those who are mindful in their prayer, those who are humble in their prayer, those who are devoted in their prayer, those who their minds, their hearts, their limbs are present when they make the salah. All of us make salah, but not all of us have khushu' in salah. You see? This is what I'm saying now. So when you go home, please open this surah and try to read it and try to understand it. And now try to apply, see if this is me or not. Let the Quran be your mirror. See reflection of yourself. But أَفْلِحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Why I'm not successful? Allah is saying الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ and afraid. No, you misunderstood the verse. Allah didn't say those who pray. He said those who are having khushu' in salah, not only pray. So now let's go to our subject. How we can get all these good things? We want a boat, jacuzzi, swimming pool, house, all these things so I can live good. Believe it or not, there is some people, they don't have any of these things and they're so happy. You don't know what is good life yet. Security in the mind. You don't have a headache, not the physical headache. This worry, they don't have it. This person living a good life. It's not by material thing. And I give you example about some of the so-called stars, singer, magician, or whatever they are. They have all these big houses and boats and sports car and but is they taking drugs? And maybe they have to go to a hospital, and then maybe after this they have no other choice except to jump in the river and commit suicide. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. That whosoever do a good deed while he is a true believer, indeed we shall give him a goodly life. Goodly life, hayatan tajiba, a good and decent, comfortable life. Whatever the word tayyib, it can cover, look at the dictionary, go to lisan al-arab under tayyib and see all the words that relate to the word tayyib. Something tayyib. Allah will give you haya tayyiba, a goodly, comfortable, decent life, good life. This is the word they call it, good life, in under all the meaning. Brother, we have a problem not about good life now. We first, we want to win the battle. We have a war. Allah said, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Indeed, it is incumbent upon Allah. It is a promise, wa'ad on Allah to give victory to the believers. Now, how much is this believers? How much is it equipped? How big? How this small? This is not the issue. The issue is that they became believers. Now Allah will give them victory. Don't worry about now anybody else. Is it believing to see Muslim killing each other? It's so shame when you look to the news. Before we used to cry about kuffar killing Muslims, but nowadays I don't know if we should cry or should laugh or should do what. Now Muslims killing Muslims, and the worst thing, that both of them can be from the same nation, the same country. Overposition, politics, name it. Muslims, and they can have the same language, the same background, and the surprise that you may find them cousins. One cousin in this army and one cousin in this army. This is not what happened today with one country only. With many countries, they are Muslims. So how Allah will give victory to some people who violating Allah's law, shedding the blood of other Muslims? No victory for them over the shaitan, over themselves, over their enemies, over the kuffar, over the dunya. They be losers. But today we're spending too much money and too much effort about something called homeland security. I think this is the term. I hope I'm not using the wrong term in the wrong place. But homeland security, that means we want to make them inside your country, that everything will be peaceful and everything will be secure. How we can get a homeland security? We don't want only home, we don't want only security wherever we go, but we want also a homeland security. This security that you want to achieve, it is not going to come without iman. Doesn't matter how much secret agent you're going to get, how many phone taps you're going to tap, how many and how. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Those who believe. This is the bottom line foundation. What is this? What I'm saying in the absence of iman is absence of security, is absence of godly life, is absence of economic solution, is absence of security in your life, is absence of everything. Nothing except the confusion in your life. Doesn't matter if you are individual, or you are a family, or you are a community or society. You want the homeland security? You need to have iman first. Iman. Allah says, those who believe, and they did not interrupt their faith with zulm, with shirk, with haram doing. Now for them, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنِ, total security. Total security. And Allah is saying, ضرب الله مثلا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة. Allah gave example, the town which is Mecca. It used to be secure and safe. What happened? What did change? فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمُ اللَّهِ. When they met kufr, which is the opposite of belief, opposite of faith, opposite of reliance on Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it the worst. So Allah said, those who believe, and they did not interrupt their faith, no interruption, clean faith, clean belief, and they did not interrupt it with sins, with haram and zulm, and the worst of all zulm is to associate pardon beside Allah. This is the worst aggression. And Allah says, يَا عِبَادِي إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَّلَمُوا. Oh my slave servant, I forbid injustice, aggression. I forbid it for myself. I am Allah and I still, I don't do wrong to you. I send messengers to you. I send books to you. I warn you. So now when I put you in hellfire, I'm not doing anything wrong, because I already give you excuse by sending the messenger. Allah said, he's capable to make zulm, but Allah doesn't do zulm. And he say, I made this forbidden also among you. Now, nowadays, they see the greatest zulm, people associate in pardon beside Allah. Muslims and non-Muslims, how Muslims can have security and they are making tawaf around graves and dead people and calling in them instead of Allah? How such countries or such people can be successful or even have security in their houses? What do you want to have? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. In general, because we can talk about iman forever, but the iman is the conditions, the requirements for godly life, for security, for safety, for homeland security, for progress, for solution of economic problems. Everything needs iman. Again, somebody say, brother, we have iman, brother, and nothing happening. This is what you think, that you have iman. Your iman is not the type of iman that in the application. The application say you have to be 18 years old, you have a high school, and you have to be no more than 170 pounds, and you have to be 6 feet and 2 inches. That's qualification. Why we don't read the qualification about iman, but we read qualification about an institution or an army or driver license, and we have to fill 3 pictures, passport picture, and have to be the 2 ears showing, and you have to go to Syria. This picture is not acceptable because it's only 1 ear. Subhanallah. By a human being requirements, we go step by step, inch by inch. But we have a whole list. Surah 23, Al-Mu'minun. Look how many qualifications there. Now go and apply. Do I do khushu' in my salah? Do I say from vain talk? Do I stay away from haram? Do I? Why you don't ask yourself, okay, I have a problem today with the khushu' of salah. I have problem that I'm not protecting my private parts. I have a problem today, you understand, that I don't turn away from idle talk. But now I'm going to work about this now. This is my weakness here. I'm going to start working it. Look to the Quran. Look to the application of a believer. Look to the qualification of believers and work hard to be a true believer, because in the absence of the iman is the absence of all things which Allah has promised: Jannah, godly life, victory, security, salvation, and anything that you're looking for. In the absence of iman will be the absence of this. So, brothers and sisters, we have to understand what is iman, what is the reality of iman, how we can increase our iman, and how this iman can be our guide in this life by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa usalli wa usallimu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen. يقول الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الشريف ما معناه: ذاق طعم الإيمان، ذاق طعم الإيمان من رضي بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said he will taste the sweetness and the taste of إيمان. The one who is pleased and content with Allah as a Rabb. The one who is content and pleased with Islam as a way of life. The one who is content and pleased with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a messenger. Brothers, you know what? I think the best thing that we need to take for every sentence of this hadith, at least a khutbah to understand it. Because the problem, we think that we're doing it, but we're not doing it. be honest with you. We think that we are made the qualification already. Do you know what this means, that you be pleased with Allah as a Lord? Yeah, Allah, everybody know who create us. Allah is the one who created us. This doesn't, huh? Because your action is contradicting what you say. Because if you are pleased with Allah as a Lord, or Islam as a deen, so why are you taking other way of living, or out other way of life to be your way? If you really pleased with Allah as a Lord, why you don't trust His words? When He tells you that this is haram, why you still selling it, thinking that you're going to be making money? You see, we don't understand. We don't understand it in Arabic, neither we understand it in English, not in any other language, because what? We have this tendency that we, anything Islamically, that we take it easy. We don't have to look to it, we don't have to understand it, we don't have to have the tafsir of it. It's simple, brother. Islam is simple. Everybody can make 5-time prayers. You understand? I make Zohar in 2 minutes. It's simple. Don't make Islam, don't make it difficult. But you could not go to the dean of the students there, or you go to your professor or manager and say, why I have to have a tie? Why I have to shave my beard? Why I have to have a white shirt? You could not be even asking him why. Sir, this is the company policy. This is all what he's going to tell you. And you don't dare that you come with a blue shirt. Even the blue shirt, it may be $75. He wants you to be with a white shirt. Doesn't matter. It has to be a red tie. You go with a black tie, you could not. Policy, this is it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also made policy. When we fit to this policy, not make the policy fit in our life, we need to fit there. The problem that we make in this policy, understand, apply to us even if it doesn't apply. So if you believe with Allah as a Lord, if you believe and you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better, you are not going to go by other way or other direction in this life. If you really believe that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, you are not going to imitate the kuffar. The son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be dearer to you than anything else. Brothers, inshallah, again, I leave you with this advice for myself before you. Let's go home, open the Quran, and look to Surah Al-Mu'minun. And when we look to the Quran, let's be our mirror. And when we see, we reflect. You look in the mirror, you see something like this, and you clean it. So look in the mirror, and you clean. Now look in the Quran and see how many of this qualification as a believer apply to you. If you really want, have a godly life. If you only want a security in your house. If you want to solve the problems that surrounding you, in everywhere you go, in your house, with your children, with your husband, with your wife, in the work, in the school, all these things. Why? Because we are not implementing Iman in our life. This is the problem, and in the absence of this Iman will be everything happening in our life except the security and victory and the blessing of Allah. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the reality of Iman. That Allah enable us that we really understand what is Iman. That we don't die unless we are in the best state of Iman, inshallah. Ameen.
حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بيت بيت أبي شعر شوية أخي بارك الله فيك أبي شعر بارك الله خير سيد زرعين بيز سو اعتدلوا this was to each other please close the gap سو اعتدلوا سو الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.